Blog Talk Radio.
Open heaven.
Oh, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Welcome, welcome to this open heaven on tonight.
The recording has started.
God bless you. We just want to welcome you. We just want to welcome, welcome, welcome you. Each and every one of you, we're so grateful. We're so grateful tonight. Again, it's another day that the Lord has kept us, and we're so very grateful for his keeping, for his divine power on tonight. We just bless the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. We bless the Lord on tonight. Amen. I don't know about you, people of God, but I love the Lord, and I won't take it back. The Lord has been so good. He has been so good, and we're so grateful for his keeping. We're so grateful for all that he has done. Truly, truly, we can say he has done us well. Has he done you well? Amen. Has he done you well? Glory to God, as they say. Can I get an amen? Hallelujah. Glory to God. I believe there are a lot of amens out there, because when we look back over our lives and when we see where the Lord has brought us from, when we look back over our lives and we see where we could have been, we see situations, amen, that we could have been entangled in. Oh, my God. But then we also see the grace of God, not only how he brought us through, but how he brought us out and how he brought us over. Amen. Glory to God. As this song says, my soul looks back in wonder how I got over. Amen. Glory to God. But my spirit can say, hey, I know the Lord. Hallelujah. He made a way. Yes, he did. Yes, he did. Yes, he did. So we're grateful tonight, people of God. Listen, we want to welcome you here to this Prayer News Network Global. If you have not already, we want you to go ahead and invite someone. Go ahead and invite someone to come and be with you on tonight. Invite on tonight. Glory to God, invite someone to be with you on tonight. People of God, as you know, we are live. We are live tonight. We are live to, amen, Jesus, on tomorrow. People of God, amen, Jesus. And however the Lord will say, amen, glory to God, as he gives us opportunity to go live. Amen. Glory to God. I tell you, we have enough broadcasts from here to, whoa, my goodness, really to carry us a whole another 3 years if the Lord would say the same. Amen. Because we've now been on the broadcast for 3 years. April 6th marked a 3-year anniversary. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Can I just get a hallelujah, somebody? Glory to God. Can I get a hallelujah, somebody? And I don't know about you, but I'm excited. I'm excited. I'm ecstatic. Amen. I'm ecstatic. Amen. For the greater God that abides on the inside. I'm excited tonight. Hallelujah. I'm excited. I'm excited. I'm excited, people of God, because truly God has done us well. Listen, we are overcomers. No matter what becomes us, no matter what befalls us, people of God, we are overcomers. Sometimes we just got to stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Stand still and let God lead, guide, and direct us how to get us out of situations that the enemy will, amen, cause to befall us. The situation sometimes we cause upon ourselves. We thank God for the grace of God, the self-sustaining grace of God. Amen, unto each and every one of us. So we give God thanks. We give God praise on tonight. We thank you. Thank you. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for tuning in. We want to ask you, go ahead and invite someone to come and be with you on tonight. And while you invite, listen, go ahead and invite a couple of people to come and be with you on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. Got to reach out to him. You got to reach out to him. Amen. Glory to God. So we thank God on tonight. Glory to God for those that you extend that welcome to, those that you extend, amen, to come and listen in. Yes, we thank God for you for doing that. Amen. Reach back and get some of those people, amen, that perhaps used to come on. And glory to God, I know we post-pandemic. You listen, reach back and touch them. Tap them on the shoulder. Hey, just tap them on the shoulder. Hey, come on. Listen, we're live tonight. Come on to the PNN. Come on and listen in. Amen. Glory to God. Invite them to come. Pull up a chair. Yes, invite them to come. Break out of that busy schedule. Sit back, listen, get your Bible. Glory to God. If you're riding, if they're riding on the road, perhaps invite. What better station? What better listen? What better listening would there be than the Prayer News Network Global? Amen, Jesus. I'm just partial. I don't believe that there's any other better. Amen. I don't believe there's any other program out there better than the Prayer News Network Global for you to be listening in right here, right now. That's just my opinion now. That's just my biased opinion. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So we give God thanks and we give God praise on tonight. Amen. We bless him, people of God, for amen, Jesus. While you're doing that, while you're thinking of a few people, listen, we just want to thank God for our leaders as always. We thank God for our leaders on tonight. First and foremost, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We thank God for him on tonight. Yes, yes, people of God. Yes, we thank God for him. Amen, Jesus. This is the Resurrection Sunday. And listen, people of God, because he lives. Listen, because he lives, we live. Amen. Glory to God. This is Resurrection Sunday. We don't get into the, amen, Jesus, into the commercialism of Easter. Amen. Because we know Easter. What does Easter have to do? Amen. The sun goddess Esther. What does that have to do with the resurrection of Jesus Christ? But it comes, people of God, these things come to overshadow the true purpose, amen, and to take people away from the true purpose, amen, glory to God, the true purpose, glory to God, of the life of Christ, of what he has done, amen, just commemorated, amen, Passover. Listen, people of God, and we know that, amen, that was the exodus of the people of God out of Egypt. Yes, 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 coming up out of there, amen, Jesus, where, glory to God, the blood of the Lamb was put over the doorpost that the people would be saved because the death angel was, that was the final plague, amen, Jesus, that death angel, amen, Jesus. And it was then, amen, after that plague, Pharaoh said, let them go, let them go, let them go, let them go. Glory to God, and he let the people go. Amen, Jesus, glory to God, amen. But we thank God, glory to God, for, amen, the blood of the risen Lamb. Amen, the Lamb slain. And so it is commemorated in parallel with, yes, 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 with the crucifixion of Christ. Amen. He became the sacrificial lamb on the cross. Died for us, people of God. He became the sacrificial lamb, amen, that was slain for you and slain for I. Amen. So we bless God on tonight. We thank God on tonight. People of God, again, go ahead and invite a couple of people to come and be with us on tonight. Invite them to come and be with you on tonight. We thank God. Amen, Jesus. Tonight, amen, I want to thank God for my leaders on tonight, our senior apostle. Thanking God for, glory to God, Apostle Samuel Huggins James. Glory to God. Amen. He's our senior apostle. Thanking him for Lady Rachel Huggins James. Thanking God for them. Thanking God tonight for our presiding bishop, Bishop K.A. Tina, as well as my pastor. Thanking the Lord. Thanking the Lord for them on tonight. Thanking God for our PNN advisors. Thank God for our advisors on tonight, each and every one of them. Glory to God for their place and space that they hold here on this network. Amen. On this outreach ministry, we give God thanks. We give God praise for our scripture reader. Amen. Thanking God tonight, amen, Jesus, for our prayer warrior. We just bless the Lord. Hallelujah. We bless the Lord for each of you, people of God. We bless God for each of you. We thank God for you tonight. We thank God for all of the leaders that come to this line to be with us here on the Prayer News Network Global. We thank God for our listeners that are international now. We're reaching into over 110 countries. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. And listen, people of God, listen. We just want to let you know we love you. We want to let you know that we appreciate you. We want to let you know that we thank God for you. Amen. We thank God for you listening. We thank God for you that are downloading these broadcasts. Amen. We thank God for you on tonight downloading these broadcasts. Amen, Jesus, for later usages. So we thank God for you. We just want to let you know we appreciate you on tonight. People of God, we love you. Amen. We love you more than you know. Amen. Glory to God. And tonight, people of God, we are ready. Hallelujah. Are you ready tonight? Amen, Jesus. Hallelujah. Are you ready for a miracle tonight? Are you ready for a blessing tonight? Are you ready for a word on tonight? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Maybe you heard, got a word on today. Amen, Jesus. And tonight, perhaps the Lord wants to add something to it. Amen. Line upon line, precept upon precept, as the scripture declares, hear a little, there a little. Amen, Jesus. And we get the conclusion of the whole. So we thank God tonight for you. We thank you, thank you, thank you. Go ahead again. Go ahead and invite. Go ahead and invite someone to come and be with you on tonight. We are, again, live. We thank God for you for being with us live on tonight. Amen, Jesus. We have great expectations for what the Lord will do and for what the Lord has already done. Amen. We thank him for manifestation. How many can say manifestation? Hallelujah. That's the fulfillment of the expectancy, manifestation. So we give God thanks and we give God praise on tonight, people of God. And tonight, of course, people of God, we will be blessed by, amen, the woman of God that is, amen, that has a long-standing commitment to be with us, amen, every Sunday, every Monday night, as the Lord would allow. We thank God for her maintaining her commitment, amen, Jesus, her charge that the Lord has charged her with, and we thank God that she has said yes, amen, and we have been blessed indeed, amen. So tonight, people of God, our speaker is none other than, glory to God, Prophetess Sharon Duncan, coming to us by way of Nassau, Bahamas. People of God, by way of Banks, Alabama, our headquarters in our ministry, amen, Jerusalem Temple EPC. We thank God for her. She's our speaker tonight. We want you to get your pen and your pencil, your paper. Get ready, amen, for what the Lord will say, amen. So before you do that, amen, as always, we're going to, amen, bless and sanctify our lines, people of God, glory to God, and by that, amen, we're going to have Missionary Fan to come and do that for us, and then right after that, we're going to have our scripture reading by Sister Mary Holland, amen, Jesus, and then, people of God, right after that, the next voice that you will hear will be that of the speaker, amen, that the Lord has divinely pointed for this hour, none other than Prophetess Sharon Duncan. God bless you in that order. Amen. Missionary Fan, you have the platform.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Because he lives. We can face tomorrow. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to your name, Lord God. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you this day, giving your name the praise, the glory. Giving your name the honor, Lord God. We come tonight, Lord God, just to say thank you for your goodness and for your mercy. We come tonight, Lord God, asking you to look upon us tonight in the name of Jesus. We ask you right now, Lord God, to look, Lord God, down and create us a clean heart and renew a right spirit within us tonight, Lord God. We come, Lord God, with a repentant heart, asking you to forgive us for all our sins, Lord God, for all our transgressions, for all the things that we may have said and done that you wasn't pleased with, even the very thoughts, Lord, that we may have thought today that wasn't like you. We come before you tonight, Lord God, asking you to forgive us. And we ask you right now, Lord God, just to look upon us tonight and bless our soul, Lord God, once again. We come tonight, Lord God, thanking you and praising you and giving you the honor, Lord God. We thank you right now. We give you the glory, Lord God, because, Lord God, if it had not been for you, Lord God, what in the world would we do? And we thank you right now, Lord God, for the resurrection, Lord God. We thank you for how you rose in our life, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we thank you right now, Lord God, and we just want to say hallelujah to you, Lord God. We want to give you the highest praise because you deserve it, Lord God. All our hallelujahs belongs to you, Lord God, and we thank you right now. We glorify you. We lift you up, Lord God. We thank you for what you've done in the service today, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we just magnify you. We glorify you, Lord God. We ask you right now to visit us again, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Do it again tonight, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Have your way, Lord God. Let your choice anointing come forth tonight. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, help us to have ears to hear what your spirit will say unto us tonight. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we ask you to bless the woman of God tonight. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we ask you, Lord God, to move, Lord God, and have your way. In the name of Jesus, let the word come easy. Lord God, let your spirit, Lord God, come make it easy for her tonight. In the name of Jesus, move on Minister Bradley. Bless her right now in the name of Jesus. Have your way in her life, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, bless her, Lord God, for her faithfulness. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we give you the glory. We give you the praise. We give you the hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, and if do these, Lord God, we'll be so careful to give your name the praise, to give your name the glory, to give your name the honor, Lord God, what do you so do? We thank you right now, Lord God. We magnify you. We glorify you. We lift you up, Lord God. If we had 10,000 tongues, it wouldn't be enough, Lord God, to give you the praise for how good you've been to us, how good you are to us right now. We just thank you. We glorify you. We lift you up this night. In the precious name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, Jesus. Thank you, Master.
Giving honor to God, to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to Evangelist Bradley, to our speaker for tonight, to the PNN and Bobby, to the PNN prayer warriors, and to all our listeners and thoughts. Scripture reading will be coming from Isaiah, the 53rd chapter, the 3rd through the 7th verse. To the men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, and we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he has borne our grief and carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken, men of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter and as a sheep before her shield is dumb, for he opened not his mouth. I read to you the 53rd chapter of Isaiah, the 3rd through the 7th verse. May God have a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and most of all the doers of his holy word.
Amen, amen. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. It's a blessing, a privilege, and a pleasure to be in your midst once again on this day that the Lord has made, on this special weekend, which we call the Passover, not Easter like Evangelist Bradley was explaining. We celebrate the Passover. And so I give God thanks tonight, and I give him praise for this opportunity to be in your hearing once again. Let us pray. Father, we give you thanks tonight for this opportunity once again. May you, God, be in the midst of us, hallelujah, tonight. Release an anointing tonight that would make God, this word come forth with ease. Hallelujah, Jesus, anoint the ears of the hearers tonight. In the name of Jesus, neutralize the prince of the powers of the air over every region, every city, wherever they are listening in from, O God. In the name of Jesus, let your word, God, come forth with power and authority. Let your word come forth to bring changes. We thank you, God, that the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart, let it be acceptable in thy sight as I, God, declare your word in this season in the name of Jesus. Amen. And I just want to welcome each and every one of you from wherever you are calling in from or listening in to tonight. Bless his name. And even as the night is Passover, I know God has placed in my spirit to deal with different forces. For some reason, the word, the familiar spirit, God has placed that spirit in my spirit to speak about tonight. But before I get there, I just want to share with you, even when I went to service on today to celebrate the Passover, that the pastor was that was ministering was talking about teaching the children about this Satanism, teach them about what is happening because it's happening in the school. And so if there ever was a time we need to know the type of forces that we're dealing with, it is now. When I reach home, I'm not on Facebook, but someone sent me two posts. One of them was about the LGBTQ. They had Jesus on the cross dressed like a homosexual. And they had different pictures of him dressed in all of these homosexual looks and half naked and hanging on the cross, you know, like a homosexual. I don't know if any of you saw it, but it just wrecked my spirit to see how they are so bold to pervert, hallelujah, and be so, just such, it's so disgusting. I can't even stand to talk about it. But how they are portraying Jesus on this sacred time of the year as a homosexual. And so if they are bold like that, then God is looking for us to be even more bolder to let them know that they are not afraid to talk against what you are doing. They're trying to shut us down and to keep us quiet. Then there was another man of God speaking about Mary Magdalene and Jesus and saying how Jesus had feelings like us. And Jesus had sexual feelings toward Mary Magdalene, and she know how to touch him. And it was just a bunch of mess. And this is a very, very famous preacher that everybody knows on Facebook. And he was just degrading Jesus, putting him in the human form, saying that then she anointed him with the hair and how she was a prostitute. And she still had these same feelings as if she was not delivered. Hallelujah. And so we got to be so careful. And these people are dealing with familiar spirit. And this is something that God had me to deal with. You know, I just write as God lead me now that he's given me the opportunity to speak. I'm able to share a lot of the things that he's been talking to me for a long time about. So I was led to deal with this. And so I'm coming from Leviticus chapter 20 and chapter 20. I'll read as far as the Lord will let me. If you have your Bibles, you can turn there tonight. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, again thou shalt say to the children of Israel, whosoever be of the children of Israel or of the stranger that sojourned in Israel, that giveth any of his seed to Molech, he shall surely be put to death. The people of the land shall stone him with stones. And I will set my face against man and will cut him off from among his people, because he had given of his seed unto Molech to defile my sanctuary and to profane my holy name. And if the people of the land do any ways hide their eyes from the man which he giveth of his seed to Molech and shall not kill him, then I will set my face against that man and against his family and will cut him off and all that go a-whoring after him to commit whoredom with Molech from among their people. And the soul that turneth after such as have familiar spirits after wizards to go a-whoring after them, verse 6, I will even set my face against that soul and will cut him off from among his people. Sanctify yourselves, therefore, and be ye holy, for I am the Lord your God. And ye shall keep my statutes and do them. I am the Lord that sanctify you. For everyone that curses his father and his mother shall be shall surely be put to death. He that curses father or mother, his blood shall be upon him. And the man that committed adultery with another man's wife, even that committed adultery with his neighbor's wife, and the adulterer and the adulteress shall surely be put to death. And the man that lied with his father's wife, he had uncovered his father's nakedness, both of them shall surely be put to death. Their blood shall be upon them. And if a man lied with his neighbor or his daughter-in-law, both of them shall surely be put to death. They have wrought confusion, their blood shall be upon them. If a man also lie with mankind, glory to God, as he lied with a woman, both of them have committed an abomination. They shall surely be put to death. Their blood shall be upon them. And if a man takes a wife and her mother, it is wickedness. They shall be burnt with fire, both he and they, that there be no wickedness among you. And if a man lie with a beast, he shall surely be put to death, and ye shall slay the beast. And if a woman approach unto thy beast, unto a beast to lie down there unto, bless his name, thou shalt kill the woman and the beast, they shall surely be put to death, their blood shall be upon them. And if a man shall take his sister and his father's or his father's daughter or his mother's daughter and see a nakedness, she see his nakedness, it is a wicked thing, and they shall be cut off in the sight of their people. He hath covered, he shall bear his iniquity. And if a man shall lie with a woman having a sickness and shall uncover her nakedness, he had discovered a fountain, and she had uncovered the fountain of her blood, both of them shall be cut off from among their people. And thou shalt not uncover the nakedness of thy mother's sister, nor of thy father's sister, for he uncovered his near kin. They shall bear their iniquity. And if a man lie with his uncle's wife, he had uncovered his uncle's nakedness, they shall bear their sin. They shall die childless. And if a man shall take his brother's wife, it is an unclean thing. He had uncovered his brother's nakedness, they shall be childless. Ye shall therefore keep all my statutes and my judgments and do them, that the land where I bring you to dwell therein, spew you not out. And ye shall not walk in the manners of the nation, committed all these things, and therefore I abhor them. But I have said unto you, you shall inherit their land, and I will give it unto you to possess it, a land that flows with milk and honey. I am the Lord your God, which have separated you from other people. Ye shall therefore put a difference between clean beasts and unclean beasts, hallelujah, between clean fowls and unclean fowls, and ye shall not make your souls abominable by beasts, or by fowl, or by any manner of living thing that creepeth on the ground, which I have separated from you as unclean. And ye shall be holy, hallelujah, to me unto night, said the Lord. For I am, glory to God, for I am holy, and have severed you from other people that ye should be mine. A man also, or a woman that had a familiar spirit, or that is a wizard, shall surely be put to death. They shall stone them with stones, and their blood shall be upon them. Bless his name. And so as I was led to deal with this, another demonic force, which is called a familiar spirit, as we listen to all those things that is listed in this chapter, glory to God tonight, these things are still happening today. And the fact is that it has intensified in this last hour, glory to God. Lawlessness has increased as God has told us in his word. The only difference is that today there is no law, oh God, today, against a lot of these things that are happening in the land today. There is no law against worshiping of idols, against witches and warlocks, against wizards, against cursing your father or your mother or committing adultery. No law against marrying or sleeping with brothers or sisters or some type of family member or seeing their nakedness. No laws against homosexuality or lesbianism. No law against sleeping with animals in some countries. God told, hallelujah, tonight, God told his people Israel in verse 23, they shall not walk in the manners of the nation which he cast out before them, because those nations was, hallelujah, committing all of these abominations. He even instructed them on the kind of animal they should be eating. In verse 26, he told them to be holy unto him. He told them he had severed them or separated them from other people, that they should be his and his alone. Glory to God on tonight. Hallelujah. We are dealing with familiar spirits tonight. In verse 6, God, anyone that go a hurrying after a familiar spirit or a wizard, he will set his face against him and cut him off from among his people. In verse 27, he says, they shall be stoned to death. And in verse 7, he told the people to sanctify themselves, which means to separate themselves, glory be to God, from other nations. Bless his name. And so we see in 2 Corinthians 6-14, it says, be ye holy. Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers, for what fellowship had righteousness with unrighteousness? Glory to God. And what fellowship had light with darkness? Or what communion had Belial? Sorry, let me read it again. Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers, for what fellowship had righteous with unrighteousness? And what communion had light with darkness? And what concord had Christ with Belial? Or what part had he that believed with an infidel? And what agreement had the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God. As God had said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Bless the name of the living God. Hallelujah tonight. So therefore, from among them, and be separated, said the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and then I will receive you, and will be a father unto you, and you shall be my sons and my daughters, said the Almighty. In this hour, people of God, according to this word that God is saying tonight, God was calling for separation and holiness from the very beginning. Glory be to God. He has not changed. God refused to accept his own people, Israel, when they messed up and walked in disobedience. We are only getting away with a lot of things because of the blood, the mercy, and the grace of God. And I heard Evangelist Bradley talking about the grace of God tonight. And that's what God said to me. So we are getting away with a lot of the abominable things, hallelujah, that is happening in the land and in the churches because of the mercy, the grace, and the blood of Jesus. As we know that this is passed over when he shed his blood. Glory be to God. And so, hallelujah, when I see how God talk with me and put some of the things in this same message that he gave me months, years ago, and is lining up to what we are dealing with today. The mercy and the grace of God, the blood of God, is what is keeping us. God said, as it was in the beginning, so shall it be in the end. Hallelujah. The door of grace and mercy has closed and is closed for many and will be closing for many that has taken advantage of his grace and his mercy. The things we used to get away with, hallelujah, we must realize, people of God, that we no longer have the level of grace, glory be to God, because we are now in the kingdom age, glory to God. It is now all about the perfect will of God being manifested in the earth and in the church. We are in a warfare where a lot of different spirits has, hallelujah, tonight, has traded the church, glory be to God, tonight. We're in a time where God, hallelujah, wants us to be alert and aware of the different demonic forces we are dealing with. These different topics concerning different spirits that I'm speaking in your hearing was given to me for a little while back, but God is now placing it in my spirit to talk about them in this hour to help some people who might not understand and might not know what is happening, hallelujah, and why it is happening, especially in this last hour. This is the time God wants us to be educated and knowledgeable, glory be to God, tonight about the wicked devices and entities that Satan is using to cause us to be defeated or to feel like we are being defeated. Thank you, Jesus. Again, I must declare tonight that God said we are not fighting against flesh and blood, hallelujah, but spiritual wickedness in high places. Oh, God, the rulers of the darkness of this world, the prince of the power of the air. Hallelujah. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, 4 through 6, it says, for the weapon of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of every stronghold, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself above the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought, everything that you think, hallelujah, to the obedience of Jesus Christ, to the anointed one, glory to God, and that is to the word of God, and having in readiness to avenge all disobedience. And it says, when your obedience is fulfilled, glory be to God. And so, and having in readiness to avenge obedience, God is saying, when our obedience is fulfilled, then we can be ready to cause somebody else to come into obedience, hallelujah, to what God is saying in this hour, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. That we will only be ready to punish every act of disobedience that is taking place in the church or in the lives of others once we have completed our obedience. We will not be able to revenge it if we ourselves are still in bondage or walking in disobedience. What does 2 Corinthians chapter 10 and 6 mean? Paul has been describing a spiritual war between he and his co-workers for Christ against false teachers among the Corinthians. Hallelujah, Jesus. The battlefield was the mind of the Corinthians themselves, and victory would be won when the Corinthians obeyed Christ. How many of you know tonight? Victory can never be won unless we are obedient to Christ in this hour. Using the weapons of God in God's power, Paul and his companions were fully equipped to destroy the impressive sounding of arguments of his opponents against the knowledge of God. Hallelujah. So God, it is not possible for us to do the things or make people to be obedient if we have not yet been obedient to Christ in his fullness. They would capture the thoughts of the Corinthians. Since actions followed, though, the Corinthians would return to obeying Christ after Paul dealt with them. And if you look at 2 Corinthians chapter 6, chapter 10, 1 through 6, you will see what God is saying in that chapter. 2 Corinthians is set up by the message of God's grace for sinners as spelled out in the previous chapter. Hallelujah. Paul begs the Corinthians not to receive the grace in vain. So a lot of people are receiving the grace of God in vain in this last hour. He declared that he and his team have done nothing to keep them from believing in Christ, which is the Corinthians. Paul now adds that he was ready to punish disobedience to Christ among the Corinthian church. But, hallelujah, only when their obedience was completed or is completed. Paul means that his first priority is to see that the majority of the Corinthian believers obeying Christ in all things, including godly direction. Glory to God tonight through Christ's representative. Paul and his associates are ready, though, to punish those in Corinth who refuse to obey. This may refer, my God, tonight, especially to the false teachers that were among them. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Tonight, don't we see that there is a lot of false teachers and preachers that have risen up in this last hour, glory be to God, tonight, that are not walking in obedience to God and his word. Many of them are being deceived, and many people are being deceived by these false teachers, and many of them are operating in what you call a familiar spirit. Hallelujah, Jesus. So by punishing them Paul does not mean he has faith, has any interest or authority relating to physical harm. He wasn't talking about fighting them or dealing with them on a physical level, even those to oppose the gospel of Jesus Christ. He wasn't even talking about physically hurting those kind of people either. Hallelujah. Christians are not permitted to use violence in attempt. If you read John chapter 18 and 36, Jesus answered, "My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, then would my servants fight," hallelujah, "that I should not be delivered to the Jews, but now my kingdom is not from hence." And so God is saying, don't deal with the battles that we have fighting people or arguing or coming up against one another. Hallelujah. We got to deal with these things in the realm of the spirit. This was part of Paul's earlier comment that his weapons are not physical, but spiritual. The punishment referred to here would include excommunication of those to be opposed or who are opposed to God. If you read 1 Corinthians 5, 1 to 2, it would mean some form of spiritual discipline against those in Christ who are living in rebellion and disobedience. Bless his name. Hallelujah tonight. This is offered as a warning to those who think Paul will be too weak or soft-spoken in person to actually, my God, strong words in this letter, in that same chapter. Paul had to deal with these kinds of people because they were puffed up with pride. How many of you know tonight that pride is the number one spirit that has been released in the body of Christ? And a lot of us are operating in the spirit of pride. This is the hour that God is expecting leaders to rise up and take a stand against all of those who deliberately disobey and rebel, hallelujah, in the house of God. Too many are sitting by. Too many leaders are just sitting by, and my God, and saying, leave them alone. But here we see the word of God is saying it's time to deal with a lot of persons that are operating in different demonic forces, which includes this familiar spirit, hallelujah, Jesus. No, last week we dealt with the spirit of delusion. Hallelujah, my God. Hallelujah. This familiar spirit is a major problem in the churches today. God is saying to us here that he has put leaders in place as shepherds to take care of the body, to watch over his people, and this also includes dealing with disobedience and rebellion that is in the body of Christ. Second Corinthians chapter 10, 1 to 18, if you read it, contains Paul's response that was charged against him from critics, hallelujah, in the Corinthian church. They claim that though his letters are potent, he is pathetic in person. Paul does not argue either point with them. However, he issues a stern warning that he will arrive prepared with boldness, glory be to God, in Christ, in punishing every disobedient, glory to God. He describes the conflict with the false apostles as a natural war, hallelujah, tonight. He and his associates plan to win that battle by capturing the thoughts of the Corinthians again so they will obey Jesus Christ, hallelujah. He will not boast to defend or try to defend himself except in the Lord. Critics and other opponents argued that though Paul's letters are strong and weighty, he is unimpressive in person. Hallelujah, Jesus. Paul responded by warning. Paul warned the Corinthians not to make him show how bold he can be when he arrives. And so God is looking for leaders that would be bold to let people in the church know who are operating in some type of spirit, hallelujah, that you got the authority and God has given it to you to deal with them and the demon that they're operating with. Paul and his partners fight for the truth about God and the gospel. They battle using spiritual weapons that destroy false arguments. He won't waste his time to boast with the false apostles, but will only boast in the Lord who approves of him. The Corinthians should know that they, hallelujah, came to Christ as a result of Paul's ministry to them as an apostle. And so a lot of times people got to realize that they come to Christ through you. God has chosen you, and you have brought them over, hallelujah. And so God has given you the authority as a leader to deal with them, but you have some goats in the midst of the body of Christ that are causing problem in the body of Christ. Glory be to God on tonight. Hallelujah, Jesus. Paul didn't waste time coming up against them or arguing with these false apostles and prophets or those who profess to be preachers of the gospel. A lot of people think that leaders should not say anything to them or correct them. But we see Glorba Bakashanda Bahosiah, hallelujah, we see Paul issues a stern warning that when we arrive, when he arrived, he revealed with them and punished every disobedience with boldness. And for far too long, hallelujah, too much foolishness has been happening in the body of Christ in this last hour, which have been driving many sinners away from the body of Christ. Hallelujah. Many profess to be a part of the body or Christians, but their lifestyles are totally, my God, different tonight in the name of Jesus. And so God gives leaders, glory be to God, the authority, hallelujah, tonight, to take charge, hallelujah, bless the name of Jesus tonight, to take charge of what he has given them to do. Glory be to God. God give leaders authority to deal with disobedience, like Paul said, and to excommunicate them, which means to exclude them from participating in the sacraments and service in the house of God. A lot of leaders who know they have people not obeying God, his word, or the rules in the church will give an account to God for letting these kinds of people to still take part in services. Hallelujah, Jesus. They know these people are wrong, but because they are giving a lot of money or tithes and offering or material things to them, so they continue to let them serve, or my God, they may be in their clique. These types of people need to sit down until they are delivered so that they won't continue to contaminate the body of Christ to make the church look bad. Bless the name of Jesus Christ on tonight. Hallelujah. And tonight, as we have just heard, that it is going to take obedience to God and his word to be able to deal with all the things that is coming upon the face of the earth in this last hour. Glory be to God. Hallelujah on tonight. Now let us understand the full meaning of this spirit and how it works. Glory be to God. A familiar spirit, also known as a spirit guide, is a supernatural being that is believed to assist an individual, glory to God, on their spiritual journey. Familiars, have been associated with various cultures, listen tonight, people of God, and religious traditions, glory to God, including Western European mythology, Wicca, witchcraft, and medieval demonology. They accompany witches, hallelujah, and sorcerers, or other cunning, and provide them with magical powers, guidance, protection, or healing. Hallelujah, tonight. When we see these kind of things operating in the body of Christ, so people have that has this familiar spirit. And familiar spirit, in most cases, the spirit takes the form of a small animal, such as a cat or a toad, a dog, bird, a hyena, an owl, or baboon. In some cultures, familiars may always take on a human, a fairy, or an imp form. The word or term familiar is derived from the Latin word familiaris, meaning domestic, a household servant. This suggests that the spirit is considered a close companion or a friend, a family, which derives from the Latin word familius, and is intended to express the idea to obey their command. tonight, those, hallelujah, tonight, attempting to contact the dead, even to this day that we live in, usually having some sort of spirit guide who communicates with them. These are familiar spirits, people of God, tonight. Leviticus chapter 19 and 31, as I have just read in earlier in the scriptures, and you have Leviticus chapter 20, chapter 26, verse 6 and 27, it says, and the soul that turneth after such that have familiar spirits and after wizards to go a whoring after them, I will even set my face against that soul and will cut him off from among his people. 27 says, a man also or woman that had a familiar spirit or that is a wizard shall surely be put to death. They shall stone him with stone. Their blood shall be upon them. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And we have the book of Deuteronomy chapter 18, 9 to 14. Bless his name. It says, when thou art come into the land that the Lord thy God giveth thee, thou shalt not learn to do after the abomination of the nations. Hallelujah. And verse 11 says, it says, or a charmer, it says, there shall not be found among you anyone that maketh his son or daughter pass through the fire, or that issues divination, or an observer of times, or an enchanter, or a witch, or a charmer, or a consulter with familiar spirits, glory be to God, or a wizard, or a necromancer. For all that do these things are an abomination unto the Lord, and because of these abominations, the Lord thy God do drive them out from before thee. Thou shalt be perfect with the Lord thy God, for these nations which thou shalt possess, hearken unto observe of times and unto diviners. But as for thee, the Lord thy God suffer thee not to do so. All of these practices, as we hear tonight listed, were common among the Canaanites' religion. These exercises, people of God, tonight were deemed as not only because they identified the participants with pagan cults, but also because wisdom was searched for through magical and spiritual means rather than from God. And so these people were trying to find wisdom through these, my God, familiar spirit, hallelujah. A soothsayer, glory be to God, was someone who received magical powers by incantation. A sorcerer would brew herbs to make magical potions to control circumstances as well as people. One who conjures spells literally means one who ties knots together, sought to bind people by the use of magic spells and incantations. Cultic practices were used as an attempt to communicate with devils and departed spirits. A medium is one who acts as a liaison to supposedly contact or communicate with the dead on behalf of the living. In reality, listen tonight, mediums are contacting demons, hallelujah, who convince the dead on behalf of the living, hallelujah, Jesus. And mediums that are familiar and can be trusted and believed. The practice associated with mediums and familiar spirits were banned in Israel, and the punishment for practicing such things was death. Familiar spirits and spirit guides are under the control of their master Satan. Glory to God tonight. They influence people to spread lies and deceit in order to thwart, hallelujah, the kingdom of God. To knowingly open oneself to the work of demons is an evil thing. Let no one be found, glory be to God tonight, hallelujah, among you who sacrifice his sons and daughters in the fire. Glory to God, who practice divination or sorcery or interprets omens, engage in witchcraft or cast spells, hallelujah, or who is a medium, hallelujah, or who is a spiritist, or who consults the dead. Anyone who does these things is detestable to the Lord. Deuteronomy chapter 18, avenues, if you read it, it says, it talks about some avenues to which demons or familiar spirits can gain entrance into a person's life are divination, transcendental mediation, individualization, necromancy, witchcraft, drug addiction, and alcoholism. Alcoholism is under the spirit of divination. These are all activities that believers are exhorted to avoid. Instead, we are to be filled with the Holy Spirit. We need to be filled with the Holy Ghost, filled with love, joy, hallelujah, and the fullness of life that comes from Jesus Christ alone. We are also to be on guard, people of God, tonight, for our struggle is not against flesh and blood, hallelujah, but we got to understand we're dealing with rulers and authorities, powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil that is in the heavenly realm. Glory be to God tonight. This familiar spirit has to do with witchcraft, which is closely associated with goddess worship and radical feminism, which is claimed, hallelujah, Jesus tonight, that the feminine life force of the universe, glory to God, Shaman the Bahosa, they claim the goddess as a model for the stages of a woman's life, hallelujah. They maintain that the feminine life force of the universe, the goddess appears in three forms, the median, the mother, and the crone, C-R-O-N-E. The triple aspect of the goddess is supposedly intertwined with the circle of the moon. The waxing, W-X-A-X-I-N-G, moon is the maiden, the full moon is the mother, and the waning, or W-A-N-I-N-G, waning moon is the crone, which is draw meaning from the fact that the moon 28-day cycle is mirrored by the 28-day menstrual cycle, which is characteristically belong to a coven, a small group of no more than 13 members who meet to cast spells, conduct rituals, or raise a cone of healing energies at the full moon or solstice, when the lunar or the solar energy are considered to be their high point. Glory to God on tonight. White magic, somewhat related to but contrast with black magic and blatant Satanism. Black magic attempts to produce evil results, though such matters as curses, spells, and alliances with evil spirits. White magic tries to undo curses and spells and to use occult means, God's demons, spirits, or forces for what the coven perceives to be the good of themselves or others. Rituals are used in both black and white magic to bend psychic force to the will of those in the coven. Glory to God tonight. As we know today, people, witchcraft and sorcery and black magic are always, hallelujah, connected, glory be to God, is always connected with evil and is always condemned in the scriptures. Hallelujah, Jesus. And if you look at Galatians chapter 5 and 22, it talks about idolatry and witchcraft. They are the works of the flesh. Glory be to God tonight. Familiar spirit, glory be to God tonight, also deals with, hallelujah, on tonight, demon that's supposedly attending and obeying a witch, often said to assure the form of an animal, like I just told you earlier. And it can also deal with a close friend. Another form, another word for familiar spirit is ghost, a phantom, a shade, a aberration, a spook, and it also deals with a specter. Hallelujah. A familiar spirit, hallelujah, deals with an alter ego, a personal demon, a personal totem, a spirit companion. It's the double, the alter, the ego of an individual. It does not look like the individual concerned. Even though it may have an independent life of its own, it means closely linked like to an individual. And so these demons, glory to God, are closely related to a demonic force. An evil spirit also deals, a definition is a water skin bottle, a necromancer, one who invokes the dead, a ghost or spirit of a dead one, practice of necromancy. That one has a familiar spirit. And so God wants us to understand tonight, glory be to God, that we are dealing with some things, and he wants us to open our eyes tonight to know, glory be to God, what he is saying unto us, hallelujah, in this last hour. Thank you, Jesus. And so to be a part of the body of Christ or a Christian, but we need to understand that it is more than just jumping, it's more than just shouting, but it's being knowledgeable about what is happening. And so if you look at what God is saying unto us tonight, we're dealing with this familiar spirit, which has this deal with the spirit of necromancy. And necromancy has to do with a person that is a wizard, hallelujah, a knower, one who is a knower, one who has a familiar spirit. A familiar spirit, it also deals with a soothsayer. Bless his name on tonight. Glory be to God. And that's in the lexicon definition of the Bible. A person operating in a familiar spirit deals with a lot of different areas, people of God, tonight. They deal with conjuring. They deal with ghosts and putting people in the fire. Hallelujah. Observing times and using enchantment and wickedness and images. Hallelujah. Divination, idols, abomination, whoring, witchcraft, evil. Ritual, satanic cults, hallelujah, on tonight. Satanic mirrors, satanic cauldrons, satanic boiling pots, satanic altars, satanic shrines, incantation. Glory be to God on tonight. A necromancer is a person who practices necromancy, a wizard or a magician. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Tonight, people of God, a wizard is one that operates in a familiar spirit, deals with conjuring up of the spirit of the dead for the purpose of magically revealing the future, or able to influence the curse of the course of events. They practice necromancy to influence the world. Hallelujah, Jesus. And this is in the church, people of God. As you look at the body of Christ, especially those in these big edifices with thousands of members, is like a shadow. Place has become a place where there is a show business that is taking place now, hallelujah, and what they call the church or the house of God. You see a lot of what, hallelujah, my God, hallelujah, Jesus, what is my shamdo of a host, a lot of what I just mentioned happening, my God, people of God, in a lot of these churches. Hallelujah, Jesus. Things happening like magical powers that is influencing so many people in the world to believe that there, my God, that is the Spirit of God or the Holy Ghost that is doing the work in the church. It is so very important, glory be to God, for the remnant, the chosen ones, the real people of God, to pray for discernment. Be as serious, my God, because there's a serious witchcraft spirit released over many of these so-called religion and churches, people of God. Necromancy tonight also deals with the conjuring up of the spirit of the dead for the purpose of magically revealing the future or influencing the course of events. They practice necromancy, people of God, to influence the world of the living, those who are alive. Necromancy, which is this, my God, familiar spirit, deals with the conjuring up of the souls of dead. It seems to offer human beings a means of exerting some control over an uncertain world. Bless his name tonight. It is deeply eerie. Hallelujah. It is very eerie and scary and supernaturally mysterious. This familiar spirit that operates in the power of necromancy was first known or used in the 15th century from Angelo French from medieval Latin. This familiar or necromancy demon has a strong influence on the world, hallelujah, at large in this last hour. Hallelujah, Jesus, I thank you tonight. In Mandorabahosa, it deals with charms, hallelujah. It deals with charms, hallelujah, glory be to God. Psalm 58:5 says, which will not hearken to the voice of charmers. Psalm coming never so wisely. Jeremiah chapter 8 and 17 says, for behold, I will send serpents, cockatrice among you, which will not be charmed, and they will bite you, said the Lord. Ecclesiastes chapter 10 and 11 says, surely the serpent will bite without enchantment, and a babbler is no better. And so these people are working through enchantments, and we know that it happened in the time of Egypt with Moses and those magicians. Glory to God. And a charmer, hallelujah, is a person who is a whisperer, a person who is a conjurer in the name of Jesus tonight. And so, people of God, God wants us to know that enchantment deals with the spirit of fascination. Fascination means to be transfixed and hold in a specific position, a spell bound by an irresistible power. Transfixed means to hold motionless by or as if my or being pierced. It's a piercing gaze that overtakes a person. An amulet which is a charm, hallelujah, God, tonight, often inscribed with a magic incantation of symbols to aid the wearer or protect against evil such as disease or witchcraft. You had a fetish charm like an object of a small stone, a mascot, a mojo, hoodoo, or a jinx. And when you look at the word fetish, I'm going through some of the meanings of these things tonight. Fetish is an object of a small stone carving of an animal believed to have magical powers. Number two, a material object regarded with superstitious or extravagant trust or reverence. Number three, an object of irrational reverence of obsessive devotion. Number four, an object or bodily part whose real or fantasized presence is psychologically necessary for sexual gratification to the content that it may interfere with complete sexual impression. When you look at the word fixation, it is the act of possessed or being possessed or result of fixing or becoming fixated, such as a persistent concentration or energy upon objects, characteristic of psychological or psychosexual stages of development preceding the genital stages. Glory to God tonight. Serial type behaviors as in response to frustration and obsessive or unhealthy repercussions or attachment or an occult or fetish whisperer. Then you look at the mascot. It is a person or animal, an object adopted by a group as a symbolic figure, especially to bring them good luck. You look at mojo. Mojo is a special, a magic spell, hex, a charm, or a magical power. Talisman. Talisman is an object held to act as a charm to avert evil and bring good fortune, something producing apparently magical or miraculous effect. And hoodoo, a body of practices of synthetic or sympathetic magic, traditional spells, especially among African Americans in the southern U.S., and that brings bad luck casting spells. Hallelujah. There are a few things associated with a charm, because these familiar spirits deals with charm. And so the things that are associated with a charm is the chanting or reciting of a magical spell, which is called incantation. One. That's number two is something worn about the person's body to ward off evil or ensure good fortune, like a rabbit foot as a good luck charm or an amulet. Number three, a trait that fascinates, allures, or delights or imaginative story. Number four, a small ornament worn on a bracelet or a chain. Incantation. Incantation is the use of a spell of verbal charm spoken or singing as a part of a ritual or magic. Also a formula
a word designed to produce a practical or particular effect. They use words like abracadabra, bewitchment, hexes, invocation, or spells. You literally, tonight, people of God, have people, hallelujah, that will try to produce a miracle by implantation or hovering over the sick. You have rich doctors murdering mysterious incantations. The first use of incantation was in the 14th century, used by the Middle English form, Middle French, from the Latin or the late Latin incantation to enchant. From the studies, I find out that all of these words are forces connected with a familiar spirit or the spirit of necromancy. We can see that this familiar spirit deals with a lot of different areas, people of God, on tonight. Hallelujah, Jesus. And God is saying this is the hour and the season that God is going to raise up real prophets. And as I read to you here, hallelujah, tonight, in Deuteronomy chapter 18, 9 to 13, it says, hallelujah, when thou art come into the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee, thou shalt not learn to do after the abomination of these nations. Glory be to God. Hallelujah tonight. And the last verse 15 says, the Lord thy God will raise up unto thee a prophet from the midst of thee, of thy brethren, like unto thee, unto him ye shall hearken. And so this is the hour and season that God, when I began to study it, God said this is the hour and the season that God is going to raise up real prophets and lead us himself with the spirit of the prophets of old, with that ancient anointing to deal with all the familiar spirits, all the abomination that is in the house of God. They will call sin sin. They will take authority over the house of God and over God's people. Hallelujah. They will rise up in the spirit of Elijah and Moses in this last hour. God is going to rise up, hallelujah, my God, and use them to clean up the body of Christ and to clean up the house of God from all these abominations and contaminations. Hallelujah, hallelujah. All the compromising demons that have taken over in the churches, he is raising up apostles like those in the New Testament that had a radical anointing. Glory be to God tonight. They will stand strong against these false prophets and so-called leaders that is being, hallelujah, released by Satan. Glory be to God that is operating in this familiar spirit. The Bible calls them greedy leaders. He calls them dumb dogs that are barking, but still there is no deliverance coming to the lives of people. Many of them are thieves and robbers, greedy for gain and filthy lucre. They are not concerned with the, my God, with the body of Christ. They're not concerned with the needs of God's people. Hallelujah, Jesus. They're only concerned about themselves. Hallelujah, their own selfish ambitions. They are operating in this familiar spirit to deceive people on in Nebuchadnezzar in this last hour. Glory be to God tonight. Many of them going to witches and the marine kingdom for power to hypnotize people to steal their monies, just like Saul went to the witch of Endor to get solution to his problems. If you read, hallelujah, 1 Samuel chapter 28, my God, from verses 3 and 17 to 18, it tells you where Saul went, hallelujah, and disguised himself to go to the witch of Endor. He did it because it was banned. He knew that they said there was no more witchcraft to be in the land, so he disguised himself. My God, Saul and Israel, hallelujah, had peace, hallelujah, and rest from their enemies as long as Samuel was alive. But after Samuel was dead, all hell began to break loose, my God, in Israel. Bless the name of the living God. And against Saul, the Israelites and his kingdom, bless his name, he began to be so afraid. When he found out that the Philistine was coming up against them, he decided to seek God for an answer, but God refused to answer, hallelujah. Saul, this is what happens to anyone who disobeys God. He will stop dealing with you. He will decide not to listen to you. Glory to God, he decides. So Saul decides to find answers. Another way, he looked to a witch, which was a familiar spirit. She operates in a familiar spirit. Saul knew he had made a law against those who had a
disguise himself. Like I said, he came by night, glory to God, to get answers from a demon. How many of you know when people decide to do evil, they will sneak around in the middle of the night. They will disguise themselves. Hallelujah, God. Many are doing this right now, hiding to my God to do their dirty acts. They forget that God is the one who they need to look out for. Saul should have turned to God or called for a prophet to help solve his problem, but he turned to darkness. He wanted to stay in this. God had already taken away from him because of his disobedience, like many of the leaders in the nations are doing today to continue to stay in power. He told the witch to divine for him by a familiar spirit. He asked her to conjure up Samuel to get answers to his problem. Saul was operating in the spirit of deception himself. Verse 12 said, the woman screamed with a loud voice when she recognized it was Saul that was coming. Oh, my God. It was Saul that was coming to her. She asked him, why did you deceive me? Hallelujah, God. She knew she would die if she was caught. But Saul decided to let the witch live. The Bible said, suffer not a witch to live. This shows that when a person is desperate, they will operate in a compromising and sugarcoating spirit. Hallelujah, Jesus. And Saul decided to let this woman live. God allowed the spirit of Samuel to come up, and he was disappointed with the answer that he got. Bless his name on tonight. Hallelujah, Jesus. When God said he is going to do something, there is no one in the heaven or no one in earth or in hell that can change what God said he will do. As we can see here in this chapter, if you read it, it's 1 Samuel chapter 28. Saul, hallelujah, hallelujah, God told Samuel to tell Saul, you and your son will die because you disobey me. This is the time when God will use, hallelujah, when God says that he is looking, he is going to do something, hallelujah, we better believe that he is going to do it. This is the time when God will use his prophets just like he did back then. In fact, he has already started. There are some real people that God is using, and things are coming to pass as they speak it. Glory to God. The Bible gives strict instruction against delving or going into the realm of the spirit. Hallelujah. One who claims to have contact with spirits or frauds, but certainly there are genuine cases. But God is against any form of spiritism, of fraudulent, or any cases of such. When God says something, he means what he says. Saul did not only die because he transgressed against the Lord, but it says here, because he went to the witch of Endor, bless his name, hallelujah, God killed him for going to the same person, hallelujah, that he told not to go to. In verse 11, the most likely explanation is that this woman expected to contact a demon posing as Samuel, but to her amazement and terror, in verse 12, God actually permitted Samuel to appear to her and give her a message of doom to Saul. The text clearly states that it was Samuel in verse 15 through 16 and verse 20. No agent of Satan could have given a message so clearly from the Lord as it says in verse 17, which says the Lord had done to him as he spake by me. For the Lord, hallelujah, tonight had rent the kingdom out of thy hand and given to thy neighbor, even to David. This passage does not say that the woman brought up Samuel from the dead. The incident gives no support to the false contention of the spiritists that they can speak with the dead. Mediums do not have access to the dead, but communicate with spirits posing as persons who have died. Thus, these spirits are called lying spirits. And so this woman could not communicate directly, hallelujah, to have access with the dead, but she can call up a spirit. And so that's what God allows her to do, call up the spirit of Samuel to speak to Saul, to let him know that nothing has changed. The Bible says Satan accuses us day and night. And so we see here, hallelujah, and I'm almost done tonight, hallelujah, and this verse here, it says in 1 Kings chapter 22, 20 to 23, and the Lord says, who shall persuade Ahab that he may go up and fall at Ramoth-Gilead? And one said on this manner, and another said on that manner, and there came forth a spirit and stood before the Lord and said, I will persuade him. And the Lord said unto him, wherewith? And he said, I will go forth, and I will be a lying spirit in the mouth of all his prophets. And he said, thou shalt persuade him, and prevail also, and go forth, and do so. Now, therefore, behold, the Lord had put a lying spirit in the mouth of all these thy prophets, and the Lord had spoken evil concerning thee. And so we see if the Bible says, Satan accuses day and night before the Lord. And so we see here God is saying, these are lying spirits that will come before him, and they will be given assignment to go in the mouth of false prophets, as we do see and know. There are a lot of lying prophets that are here in the earth, and God is allowing a lying spirit to be in the mouth of these people to deceive people. Paul had to deal with this. If you read the story in Acts chapter 16, Paul had to deal with a young lady that was operating in a familiar demon. God is showing us here that these demons can follow you, because this girl decided to follow Paul. Hallelujah, saying, these be the men of God which show us the way. Hallelujah. They will sound like they are with you. They may even be telling the truth like this young girl was doing. If you don't have discernment to know that Satan is using them, you will be deceived. Hallelujah. They will come in the church and cause a lot of chaos and confusion. They can cause division. They will operate in such a way that if you don't have discernment, you will actually believe that they are of God. Many churches are being torn apart. Glory be to God tonight. Hallelujah, Jesus, by these spirits. Hallelujah. That is released in the earth. Bless the name of the living God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Paul got tired of this demon that was following them and decided it was time to cast this demon out. And by doing this, it caused them to face some jail time, because the people he was working for was no longer able to make money from this little witch that was operating in a familiar demonic spirit called divination. So they decided to have them put in prison. We've got to come to the point where when they're speaking the truth and dealing with forces in this last hour, it may cause us to lose something. It may cause us to be in jail like Paul and Silas. It may cause us to be persecuted. Glory be to God on tonight. Paul and Silas didn't deal with a few people, my God, but they deal with a multitude of people who came up against them and rose up against them. Hallelujah, because the master of this girl decided that they were going to lie on Paul and Silas, say that they were preaching a false doctrine. Bless his name tonight. This is a time to make up our minds, people of God, to be like Paul and Silas. Paul was not concerned about what was going to happen to him if he dealt with that demon that was following him. He knew that God had his back, and he was going to be delivered. Hallelujah, God. He was going to deliver them. Confidence was not in what man would do to them, but his confidence was in God. And they chose Paul and Silas in jail. And at midnight, Paul and Silas began to pray. And they began to my worship. And God is showing here, hallelujah, that when all hell is breaking loose against you, don't complain. Learn to give him praise. It is the best time to fall on your knees like Paul and Silas in the prison. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against him. Hallelujah. And the Bible said, suddenly there was an earthquake, and the foundation of the prison was shaken. And immediately, all the doors were open, and everyone bands were loose. We got to learn, when we stop complaining, and then we stop murmuring, then my God, short of a host, then demonic forces fight against them, and just begin to sing praises unto the Lord God Almighty, and get down in prayer. Hallelujah. He will begin to shake the gates of hell for us. If our attitude can be like Paul and like Silas, God will break every chain of darkness from around us, every familiar demonic force assigned to our lives, our future, and our destinies. Got to go. The Bible said, immediately the doors will open. This kind of attitude we display can make doors open or keep them closed for us. Our attitude and the way we praise, the way we pray can cause everything that has had us bound. We begin to loose. Paul, hallelujah, and Silas didn't fight back with the words. They dealt with these demons in the realm of the spirit. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, God. And as they were praying, the jailer that kept the prison, hallelujah, wake up and thought they escaped. And Paul said, no, we are right here. Hallelujah, tonight. Glory be to God on tonight. Hallelujah, Jesus. And he asked them, what shall I do to be saved? Hallelujah, God. Because of the attitude they had in the prison system, because of the attitude of Paul and Silas, salvation came in the middle of the night. Deliverance came in the middle of the night. The spirit of suicide came upon the jailer. He said, I am going to kill myself. But God delivered him in the middle of the night to Paul and Silas worship, to Paul and Silas prayer. Many people, including those who say they are saved, have committed suicide, and many will do it. So it is the time for us to wake up and come up higher in the name of Jesus so that we can deal with these demonic forces that is released in this last hour. This man was so excited about the deliverance here. He didn't wait till sunrise to be baptized. It took place in the middle of the night. This is the kind of attitude God is looking for in this last hour. We must put, hallelujah, Tigo Shamanda, this is the time, hallelujah, to move when God says move. Not let me feel like moving, because God is looking for those who will move without hesitation in this last hour in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah, Jesus. When you make up your mind to obey God and not man, there is nothing God will not do to bring you out of all of your affliction. Revelation chapter 21 and 8 says, but the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable, the murderers and the humongous and the sorcerers, idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake of fire, which burneth with brimstone. All of those that is doing these things, including those that say they are Christians, will have their part in the lake of fire and brimstone, which is the second death. We need to ask God to help us have a discerning spirit, people of God, to know when a demon, hallelujah, is in the midst of us, especially in the house of God tonight. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And I am done tonight. Hallelujah, God. And I'm going into this prayer that God has given me to pray tonight. And I want you to pray along with me. Hallelujah, God. And as I pray, I want you to fill in the blanks in some area. Glory be to God. The power of God tonight as I pray. The power of God, hallelujah, to destroy every foundation of familiar spirit. Hallelujah, in my family. Say tonight, in my family, in the name of Jesus, it's destroyed. The foundation of familiar spirit in my father's house, in my family tonight, must die in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, tonight. Say with me, every soul tie with familiar spirit break to pieces tonight in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Every seat of familiar spirit, receive the thunder and the fire of God in the name of Jesus tonight. Oh Lord, tonight, let the habitation of familiar spirits become desolate in Jesus' name tonight. Every throne of familiar spirit be dismantled, hallelujah, and neutralized by the fire of God in Jesus' name. Every stronghold of familiar spirit, we pray tonight, be pulled down by fire in the name of Jesus Christ name of Jesus, every transportation system or familiar spirit, hallelujah, tonight be destroyed, hallelujah, by fire in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, tonight be disrupted in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, tonight let the weapons of the familiar spirits turn against them in the name of Jesus of Oshah, Christ tonight, hallelujah, Jesus. Oh God, I withdraw my blessings from every bank of strong room of familiar spirits in the name of Jesus. Oh God, oh altar of familiar spirit, break right now in the name of Jesus. Every familiar spirit, padlock, fashion against, and put your name or your children's name or somebody's name you know. But tonight, every familiar spirit, padlock of fashion against my family or my children, break by fire in the name of Jesus. Every trap of familiar spirit, roast by fire of God in the name of Jesus. Every familiar spirit, hallelujah, utterance and projection made against me and my family, whatever it is tonight, be overturned in the name of Jesus. I reverse every familiar spirit, brutal fashion, a barrier of fashion against me, hallelujah, on my household in the name of Jesus. I deliver tonight, hallelujah, my family or my friends, whoever you're praying for tonight, say I deliver them from, oh God, from every bewitchment or familiar spirit in the name of Jesus. I reverse the effect of every summoned, hallelujah, every demon summoned to my family or my church or my ministry, oh God, by familiar spirits, I cancel them tonight in the name of Jesus. Every familiar spirit, hallelujah, identification mark, be wiped off by the blood of Jesus tonight. I forsake every familiar spirit, exchange of my family of virtues, all my virtue in the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus, destroy every familiar spirit manipulation fashioned against me in the name of Jesus Christ. Every spell and enchantment program against me and my household and whatever you choose to call tonight, by familiar spirit, be destroyed tonight in the name of Jesus. Every covenant with familiar spirit melt by the blood of Jesus. I withdraw every organ of my body or the bodies of my children or family from the altar of familiar spirit in the name of Jesus. Anything planted in my blood line, in my family, in my generation, by familiar spirit, come out now in the name of Jesus. And hallelujah, blood of Jesus, cancel every initiation of familiar spirit against my family, against my destiny, against my purpose, against my children, in the name of Jesus. Every spirit marriage with familiar spirit be destroyed in Jesus' mighty name. I reverse every evil pattern of familiar spirit, hallelujah, for my destiny, for the destiny of my children, whoever destiny you're standing in the gap for tonight, destroy every evil pattern of familiar spirit, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Every cage, sometimes the devil would cage us, but every cage of familiar spirit, caging my destiny, caging my children, caging my life, caging my ministry, caging my health, caging my mind, be destroyed tonight by fire in the name of Jesus. And I'm done tonight. And we give God the glory. And I don't know about you, but I believe by faith, the prayer that we prayed, I believe God believes. Angels tonight in your home or wherever you are listening from tonight, hallelujah, to fight for you as you are praying this prayer tonight in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord God. Father, seal every word. Seal this word tonight. Seal the prayer over your people tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. And I can't share toast, Amanda. And I say amen tonight. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah.
All participants are muted, and they can unmute themselves.
Glory to God. Come on, people of God. Come on and unmute those phones, and let's give God praise on tonight. Glory to God. Come on and let's give him praise. Hallelujah for what he has done. For the scripture declares, whom the Son has set free is free indeed. Glory to God. So come on, let's give him praise on tonight. Glory to God. Let's give him praise. Let's give him praise. Let's give him praise on tonight. Come on and unmute your phones. Hallelujah. Unmute your phones. Unmute your phones. Unmute your phones on tonight.
All
glory
participants
to God.
Are
come
unmuted.
On and unmute those phones. Hallelujah. God. Glory to God. Come on and unmute those phones. Let's give God praise. Hallelujah for what he's done tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Did you pray the prayer tonight? Hallelujah. Glory to God. As the word was going forth, we can look around. Amen. We can look around at our lives. Amen. We can look around in the lives of our families. We can look around, glory to God, in the lives of our loved ones. But we thank God tonight, hallelujah, for exposure. For God has exposed the familiar spirit on tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He's sealed it on tonight, people of God, and you should be praising him tonight. You should be glorifying him on tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God, for the scripture declares, whom the Son is set free is free indeed on tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Give him praise. Give him praise. Give him praise on tonight. Give him praise. Glory to God. Give him praise. Hallelujah. Come on and unmute those phones. Hallelujah. Give God praise. Hallelujah. If you believe, hallelujah, you believe it's done. Hallelujah. If you believe it's done. If you believe it's done. Amen. If you believe that you're free. If you believe that your family's free on tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise him, praise him, praise him tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God for the cutting away, for the fire. Hallelujah. For the destruction. Hallelujah. Of the works of the enemy. For the destruction, for the breaking of the chains on tonight. Yes, God, we praise you. We praise you. We praise you, sir. We praise you. We praise you. We praise you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We praise you. Hallelujah. Yes. God. Higher, higher, higher. Glory to God. Yes, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We bless him. We bless him. We bless him. We bless him. Hallelujah. For the Lord has come and shined his light on tonight. He has shined his light on the works of the enemy. He has shined his light. Glory to God. A lot of things, people of God. Hallelujah. That we think are just mishappenstance. Glory to God. But we on tonight, we come to understand, hallelujah, that it's the working of the enemy. But we thank God tonight for the uprooting. We thank God on tonight, glory to God, for the destroying of the work of the enemy. We thank God on tonight for shining his light. Hallelujah, for exposing the work of the enemy, for revealing, hallelujah, to redeem us. Hey, God. Yes, God. Hallelujah. God, eat them Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Everything that looks innocent, hallelujah, is not innocent, people of God. Hallelujah. But we thank God tonight. We thank God for his word tonight. Hallelujah. Just listen, people of God. God comes. He comes to redeem. He comes to reveal. He reveals a thing, and then he redeems us. Amen. And he has done just that on tonight. Yeah, God. Oh, glory, Master God. I thank you. Hiya, 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 hiya. Yeah, God, whom he set free, he's free. Yeah, God, whom God has set free is free indeed. Hallelujah. Are you free tonight? Are you free tonight? Are you free tonight? Ah, yes, God. Hallelujah. Are you free tonight? Are you glad about it? Are you glad about it on tonight? Are you glad that you're free on tonight? Yes, 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 yes. Hiya, ba, ba, ba. Hiya, ya, 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 ba, ha. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. My God. My God. My God tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We bless the Lord tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
All participants are muted,
hallelujah,
and they can unmute
themselves. We bless God on tonight for what he's done. We bless God on tonight. Hallelujah, for this word. Amen. Glory to God. I'm telling you, this word just comes to bulldoze up. Hallelujah, the works of the enemy just come to expose, just come to dig up and dig out. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And people of God, as a result of this word, hallelujah, you should expect right now to see turnaround. You should expect right now, people of God, you should see turnaround in your mind. You should see turnaround. See it, see it, see it, people of God. Hallelujah. For there will be a manifestation. Glory to God. See it in your mind. See it in your spirit. See it in your soul. Glory be to God. Hey, my shit, God. Hiya, Baba. Oh, glory to God. Oh, God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, people of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But I can see clearly now. Hallelujah. We can see clearly now. Hallelujah. Now that the Lord has come to expose and that the Lord has come to, amen, redeem us on tonight from the hand and the plan of the enemy. Amen, Jesus. He wiped that slate clean so we could see what we're really working with. Amen. What's working in our and around us. Amen. We thank God tonight. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody. Claim that spirit of discernment that the woman of God was talking about. Claim it. We need it. Claim the spirit of discernment so we can discern to see, amen, so that we're not blinded, amen, by the works and the workings of the enemy. Glory be to God. So we bless God tonight, amen, Jesus. Glory to God. We bless him tonight, people of God. And listen, while you're yet praising him, glory to God, we don't want you to stop praising him, but we just want to let you know you can get a copy. Listen, get a copy of this broadcast on tonight. Get a copy, get a copy, get a copy. People, God, you need to listen at it again. You need to listen at it again from beginning to end. Listen at it again, people of God. Hallelujah, for you'll find yourself. You'll find, amen, Jesus, things that are working in your family. Glory be to God. And in that, people of God, you can cry out unto the Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, deliver. Hallelujah. Deliver me. Glory to God. Deliver, deliver. Deliver, oh God, thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. I don't know about you. My heart is rejoicing on tonight, people of God. Listen, need you to get a copy of this broadcast on tonight. Amen. You can text us 912-257-3918. Again, that's 912-257-3918. Also, people of God, you can certainly reach out to us at 678-608-7234. Again, that's 678-608-7234. Amen, Jesus. And people of God, listen, we thank God for the covering by the blood. Amen. Hallelujah. Just as the Lord has revealed, he has redeemed us. Amen. Then he covered us with his blood. Hallelujah. And we can take comfort in that covering, amen, of the shed blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. We thank God for our speaker on tonight. People of God, listen, we also want to let you know, we got to let you know, amen, Jesus, that we just, amen, crossed over a three-year mark. Amen. April the 6th, we made 3 years that we've been online on this broadcast. Growing, going strong, 3 years, people of God, 3 years, amen. Listen, we've been having virtual anniversaries, but people of God, this year we're going live, we're going, amen, in person. We're going to have an in-person anniversary this year. And people of God, we want you to come and join us. Amen. We want you to come and join us. We've been hearing these voices, hearing these people now going on 3 years, and we want you to meet and greet the people that you've been hearing, some of the people that you've been hearing. Amen. We want you to come and meet and greet them. Amen. Glory to God, we want to hear your testimonies. We want to hear your testimonies. Amen. Glory to God, we have a light brunch. People of God, we want you to come. We want you to come take pictures. Listen, this is our very first in-person anniversary, and we are excited. People of God, at one time we didn't know if we would. Amen, Jesus. But listen, we're full steam ahead. Amen. And we want you to come and join us, people of God. It's just one day. Amen. April the 22nd. April the 22nd from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. From 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Listen, glory to God, we're not going to even keep you over for the next day. You'll be back in time for services at your regular, at your home church. Amen. Glory be to God. You might have a little distance to drive, but we want you to drive and come and be with us. Bring somebody with you. Amen. You don't have to drive it alone. Bring somebody with you. Come and be with us. Again, that's April the 22nd, Saturday. Saturday, April the 22nd at 10 a.m. Listen, the venue is at the Crown Plaza. It's at the Crown Plaza, 201 Aberdeen, Aberdeen Parkway. And that is in Peachtree City, Georgia. Peachtree City, Georgia, amen, 30269. That is the zip code, 30269. Amen. Glory to God. We want you to come, people of God. We want you to come and be with us. Amen. Jesus, we're just asking, amen, for a love offering. You know we've been here laboring in the vineyard. Amen, Jesus. So we'll be asking for a $25 love offering if you have it. Amen. Listen, if you're not able to come and if you would like to contribute, amen, Jesus, glory be to God, because we're just trying to keep this ministry moving. If you're not able to come and you would like to be a blessing, listen, if you would like to be a blessing to the ministry, amen, as we're celebrating this 3-year anniversary, you can certainly do so. Amen. If you have Cash App, you can send, amen, your love donation to the $ gift of prayer. Again, that's $ gift of prayer. Amen. If you would like to be a blessing, if you've been blessed over the years and you want to be a blessing, send that love offering to $ gift of prayer. Listen, if you don't have Cash App, if you have Zelle, you can send it to, amen, Jesus, Annette Bradley. Amen. Annette Bradley 5 at gmail.com. Amen. Annette Bradley 5 at gmail.com. Amen. Or you can just type in this number. Amen. You can send it by telephone number, and the number is 678-608-7234. Again, 678-608-7234. Amen. If you cannot come, people of God, consider blessing us. God has great things in store for this PNN. We're on the move. We're in 110 countries now. Amen, Jesus. And we are ready to see what the Lord is about to do with this PNN. He's about to do something great. Amen. And we decided, amen, when it first started, wherever the Lord leads us, there we shall follow. Amen. And those of you that have been with us, you know that the Lord has really taken us, amen, over the seas, amen, over the oceans. Glory to God. We've traveled, amen, with this PNN. Amen. And listen, let me tell you this as well. This year we're in Peachtree City, Georgia. Glory to God, because you know that the PNN is global. Amen. It's global. Amen. It's worldwide. Amen. So next year, we're not hoping, but next year we'll be somewhere else. So get your traveling shoes on. Get your traveling shoes on, because PNN is on the move. PNN is on the move. Amen. At this one, April the 22nd, we'll let you know where we're going to be next year, so that now we're moving and we're moving forward. Amen. The country has lifted, amen, travel bans, but we will let you know where we will be next year. We want you to travel with us. Amen. We want you to travel with us, and we want to get to see and hear our listeners, those that have been listening all over the world. Amen. So for those of you that would like to host it, in your city, amen, glory to God, next year, you can certainly reach out to us, amen, and put your city, glory to God, on the agenda. You can put your city on the agenda, and people of God, we will definitely consider, amen, you for next year. Amen. Again, people of God, God is doing great things. Amen. Those are our announcements. Listen, listen, if you would like to know more about the PNN anniversary, people of God, listen, just call or text 912-257-3918. Again, 912-257-3918. Amen. And we'll give you more information. Glory be to God. But we're just excited, people of God. We're excited at this time and in this hour of what God is doing on the Prayer News Network Global. Amen. We thank God again for our speaker. God bless you, prophetess. We thank God for you. Thank you for allowing the Lord to use you for such a profound word on tonight. Amen. We thank God for you. Amen. Jesus, cover you on tonight. Glory to God. Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise on tonight. We bless you, oh God, for your messenger. We bless you for this word that you've sent forth in the earth, exposing the familiar spirit, exposing deception, glory to God, of the workings of the evil one. Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We bless you on tonight. Now, Father, we're asking that you bless the woman of God. We bless, oh God, we're asking that you bless her. We're asking, oh God, that you would cover her, that you would shield her now in the name of Jesus. Father, shield her, oh God, from every weapon of the enemy. Shield her on tonight, for you said by your word that no weapon formed shall prosper. Father, we're asking you to let your glory rest upon her tonight. In the name of Jesus, every area of her life, every area of the life of her family, every area of the life of her loved ones, every area of the life of her fellowship, God, we're asking that you would cover, that you would seal right now. Seal with your blood in the name of Jesus. Father, we're asking that you would accompany us, oh God, accompany her on tonight. Jesus, in the name of Jesus, let your fire cover, let your fire be a seal, we pray, in the precious name of Jesus. And we thank you now, Father. We're thanking you, oh, glory to God. We're asking, oh, God, that you would strengthen her now. We're asking, oh, God, that you would restore virtue unto her in the precious name of Jesus. Restore virtue. Restore, restore, restore in the name of Jesus. Father, and we're thanking you for filling her even the more. We're thanking you, glory be to God, for filling her very need, God, her very need. We thank you, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, so that there will be no lack in any area in her life. We thank you. We bless you now. We're thanking you for guiding our very footsteps right now in the name of Jesus. We're thanking you for every plan and every purpose that you have for your servant now. We're thanking you for fulfilling it, oh God, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. We bless you. We glorify you for what you've done. We thank you, God, for great success. We're thanking you for great success, oh God, for her on tonight, God, for every listener on tonight. Father, we thank you for great success. We're thanking you, glory to God, for covering every listener. We thank you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you. We bless you. We honor you. Oh God, cause your face to shine upon your servant now in the precious name of Jesus. We thank you, oh God. We lift you. We honor, we adore you for these things, for this word, this liberating word. We give you thanks. We give you praise. In that precious name, Jesus, we're asking that you would hide her behind your precious cross. Cover her in your shed blood. Cover her, and she shall be covered. Hide her, oh God, in the cleft of the rock, and she shall be hid. For this we give you thanks. For this we give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory in that precious name, Jesus. We do pray, hallelujah, every heart tonight. So amen, amen, amen on tonight. Glory be to God. We bless God on tonight. We thank him again on tonight for this word. Amen, Jesus, for this liberating word. We bless the Lord on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. And at this time, people of God, amen again. Thank you again, prophet. Amen, for this word. Glory to God. Amen. It has been, amen, so much, people of God. We need you to get a copy of the broadcast. Listen at it again. Amen. It's so much, amen, so much that has been declared tonight. Amen, Jesus. We know you didn't get it all, but we want you to get the copy of the broadcast and listen at it again. Bring your spirit to it, amen, so that you can, amen, be delivered in every area of your life, amen. So, Providence, we're going to turn it back over to you tonight, amen, Jesus, for the blessing and the dismissal of the line. God bless you on tonight, people of God. Come back on tomorrow night, amen. Come back on tomorrow night, the woman of God. Amen. Jesus will be with us again on tomorrow night. Amen. God bless you, prophetess. You have the platform.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Blessings to you. In every nation, every city, every state, to Evangelist Bradley and all of those who work with her prayer team and her advisors tonight. Hallelujah. We do give God the glory. So shadi shamanda, yes, God. God, we give you the praise, God. We give it high, God. We give it a glory tonight, God. God is faithful, full of God, that he wants us to know the things that we are dealing with. We may hear about a lot of things, the forces, or we may hear about the words, but many times a lot of us really won't take the time out to study it or to find out exactly what it deals with, how it operates, and what it can do. Bless his name. And we know that this familiar spirit is working very, very much in the body of Christ. In fact, it's working overtime. Because as you look and I look, we can see that a lot of the things that God had revealed tonight is happening in the body of Christ through this familiar spirit. And so a lot of people are deceived. You know, someone sent me a video with this man from Africa. He called himself a prophet. And he was prophesying to the people and telling them to sow a seed. He said, women need to get married to a seed of $5,000. You need this sort of seed of $1,200. He was telling them, and it wasn't $100, it was thousands of dollars. And they showed where he living in, not even a mansion, like a castle. And he drives Lamborghinis and all type of name brand cars. And they showed a video with him going home. And he had the money on the seat of his car. And he was, you know, jumping and shouting because he stole all the things. So he was operating under this familiar spirit, and he stole. He is a millionaire to prophesying and telling people to sow seed. And so be very careful when you meet people who are telling you to sow a seed for a prophetic word and for God to move on your behalf. Be very careful because a lot of familiar spirits are operating by the spirit of divination and witchcraft. They can do and do a lot of things that seems real, that seems like it is from God, that seems like God is blow on you and you're falling down. A lot of these people go to the marine kingdom and witches and warlocks to gain power. And so like the evangelist said and the word of God said, you have to be very discerning. You have to stay in prayer. You have to turn your plate down at times and fast and seek the face of God so that you could come up higher and know and be sensitive to what is God and what is not God. And so I hope that what has been said tonight, that you've been blessed. And like she said, I don't know about you, but I took this day, and I believe that deliverance has come to my children, to my family, and some situations that I had before the Lord. And so I give him praise for that tonight. And so I declare the blood of Jesus as we leave this place, but not this the presence of God. We thank God, even as I joined with Evangelist Bradley for 3 years. For 3 years, you know, some people have ministry like this, and it closed down after a certain amount of time. But then God has created something or something is ordained or orchestrated by God, and it has to last. Except the Lord build a house, then your labor is in vain. So I believe God has built this line, has built this program, has built this platform, and it is lasting. And so tonight we give you thanks and praise for those who have gathered here tonight to hear your voice. How glory to God to hear what the Spirit has to say to us as your people. Father, help us to take heed, glory to God. Touch our ears, God, enlighten our minds, illuminate our minds and our spirit to receive what you want us to know in this hour, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, for covering us with the blood of Jesus against every backlash and every spirit of retaliation
that would be released against this word and against those who have listened in tonight. We cover our homes and our children with the blood of Jesus. We cover our workplaces and our businesses with the blood of Jesus. Driving along the highway, there is no back, no retaliation. There is no accidents or no incidents. We thank you for the angels of God that will go with us and that will cover us through the night. Every area at the conference of our yard and in our houses are covered. Angels are Sayabo Shata. Yes, God is standing by. Yes, God. Oh, yes, by our bedside to fight against every familiar demon, every delusional spirit that is an assignment tonight. Father, we do give you praise and we say amen tonight. Have a good night. God bless you until we meet again. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. People of God, that does conclude tonight's broadcast. Listen, we want you to come on and be with us on tomorrow. Amen. Come and be back with us on tomorrow to see what the Lord will say. God bless you tonight. Blessings to each of you.
Hallelujah.
This session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.